Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly and the kids singing, Return to the Lord Your God. And then part two of Pastor Duck's message, Real Rest in Christ, from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
Not only is He our resting place, but one day He's taking us to the ultimate of resting place. Amen. To be in His presence forevermore. Praise God, Jesus is our resting place. I said, praise God, Jesus is our resting place. Amen. All right, Genesis chapter 2. This message will take a whole lot longer if you're that quiet, I'm telling you. Amen. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. An important word. And all the host of them. And on the seventh day, seven in God's numerology means completeness or perfection. And on the seventh day, God ended His work, which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work, which He had made. You say, well, I guess Jesus was just, God was just really tired, wasn't He? Doesn't have anything to do with that. Amen. And God blessed. This is important. And God blessed the seventh day. And not only did He bless it, but the Word says, and sanctified it. Blessed and sanctified. Blessed and sanctified. Let's say it again. Blessed and sanctified. He sanctified it because that in it He had rested from his work which God created and made. Now, I want to begin by saying today, all satisfaction is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. In these days of fast living and all the other issues that we face today, you know, it seems like so many times there's not a spare moment. I mean, honestly, I could use about 3 more days in my week. Amen. And I could use an extension of about 12 more hours each day. Amen. Maybe that would just be to sleep. I don't know. But, you know, you push, you go, you push, you go, you go, you push, you keep going, and there's just seemingly no end to it. And there's something, though, within us that longs for this stillness and the stability that we desire in life, because we're all busy doing so many things, you know? And we've created some of this problem for ourselves with all the conveniences and technology and all the other issues that we've got today. We've kind of created that. I remember growing up as a kid, nobody got in a hurry to live, it seemed like. And now we just seem to get in a hurry to live so we can hurry up and die. I mean, we just live a fast-paced life. Tom sent me an email about the music this past week, and he was talking about, you know, we need a lasso the rest of this year because 3 months have already just about almost gone by on us. It's flying by, and we'll be getting out the Christmas decorations before you know it. Lord have mercy. Let's not even talk about that. I'm not ready for that. I don't know about you. Amen. But there's something that longs for this stillness and this stability and this peace that only God can bring. And over the past weeks, we've examined creation. We've talked about the first day, the second, third, the creative acts of God. And this creator God, how that even in all these issues of the great acts of creation that He provided and spoke, and it was good, and God created, and God made, and we read that. And you know, it's kind of like, I think Genesis 1 becomes kind of like John 3:16. Well, it's in the Bible. Everybody knows it. You know? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I mean, we just say, okay, that's great, wonderful. But we don't see the creativeness and the power and the way this great sculptor of the universe made what He made and did what He did is beyond imagination. And to realize that He did all of that, and then to realize that in all of these things today, you sit there and you say, but preacher, I'm going through struggles in my life. I'm going through turmoil. I'm going through difficulty. I'm going through pains. I'm going through problems. I mean, this great God, this great creator today, let me tell you what, He knows what you're feeling today. He knows the stresses today that you're experiencing. He knows the things that are weighing heavy on your heart, that's keeping you from sleeping at night, and that is struggling, bringing those struggles that you're dealing with day in and day out in life today. And seemingly today you get to a place that you're so stressed out, you feel like you're about ready to burn up and burn out. Well, let me tell you what today. Brother, I'd rather burn out than rust out. But I'm not planning on burning out either. Because the fire, the power of the Holy Spirit lives within us. And you know what the Word says? Listen to this. He renews our strength every day. Oh, He brings you through what you're going through. He lifts you up. It's Him today. I'm glad I'm not walking this life by myself. I'm glad I got somebody walking it with me. As a matter of fact, if I look through, you remember that little poem or that thing that they wrote some years ago about footprints in the sand, and when I only saw one footprint, and it said, you know, I didn't understand, where were you? And God said that was the place I was carrying you. I'll be honest with you. Since the 2nd of February 1975, when I gave my heart and my life to the Lord, it's only been one set of footprints anyway. It's Him carrying me through everything that I've ever faced. Good days, bad days, anything, days of difficulty, days of pleasantry. It doesn't make any difference. Man, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know what's so amazing about Him? He's always there. Amen. Your friends, your family, and everybody else may have checked out on you, but I'm glad that we've got a God that never checks out. I'm glad that we got a God who's always with us. And I'm glad that God that we have on our side is a God that brings favor to our life and brings blessings to our life, and a God who is always there today. I know we live in a lot of stresses of the world, but today put your confidence and your strength and your power in the help of the Lord. Give the Lord a praise. Amen. Amen. He also knows when we substitute, though, too, friend. Everything that will take a form of satisfaction in our life and takes away from the ultimate rest that we have in Christ. See, you can't substitute the things of the world for the things of God. you're going to come up short. They will never satisfy. Oh, they may bring some temporary or temporal results or pleasures, but I'm going to tell you, I got eternal pleasures in Him today. Amen. So this seventh day is different. It's different because this is the day that has been given, and it's called the day that has been blessed and consecrated by God. Now, that being the case, the uniqueness of this day will speak today of the uniqueness of our lives today. Of how unique God is in our life today. Are you just an average run-of-the-mill, same old look-alike, talk-alike, move-through-the-line type Christian today? Or today, does your life have distinction? See, when God talked about us being peculiar people, He was talking about distinction today. That we were not like the rest of the world. That we have been delivered by the hand of the great and mighty God. And man, let me tell you what, God has lifted us up. We're seated together, as Paul said, in heavenly places with Christ Jesus our Lord. We're eating from a different table. We today are speaking today the word of the Lord against our situations and struggles in life. And to know that we have the confidence that we've got this great and mighty God with and for us today. Man, let me tell you, all of a sudden life takes on a different meaning, doesn't it? And you're just not getting through and going through and hanging on and trying to get through the process of survival. Folks, God has made you unique. Amen. And He has saved you in a unique fashion and form. He reached down and grabbed your heart, your soul and spirit, and He delivered you from the very clutches of Satan. And He sets you free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. This is what our God does for us today. And realizing the uniqueness that we have in Him. So you've got to understand today, man was not created for the Sabbath. Jesus said Sabbath was created for man. And then you go to Luke chapter 6, and this is what Jesus said. He said, He is the Lord of the Sabbath. Now, friend, let me tell you, how is Jesus Lord of the Sabbath? Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath because Jesus kept the Sabbath in a grave, completely still, but on Sunday, the first day of the week, the day that we're celebrating today, Jesus was raised from the dead. And because of that today, that has become our day of worship. Friend, I'm glad that we're here to worship the one true living God. I'm glad that my Savior lives. I'm glad the grave couldn't hold Him. Death couldn't defeat Him. And thank God, He today arose victorious over all of those things. And the victory that He has, now that God has given us that victory in our heart and in our life. Amen. Let me tell you, and I know there are folks that worship God on Saturday, calling it, and it is the Sabbath. Well, let me tell you about this. Saturday gives credit to God as a creator. Okay? But Sunday gives testimony to God as the Redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't worship a God that's still in the grave. My God's alive. Amen. And so I worship the Lord on the first day of the week. And today, yes, He is the Creator. I recognize and thank God for that. But let me tell you, far greater than that, He is my Redeemer. And I know that my Redeemer liveth today. Amen. So you got to get this right today. God created you to be satisfied in Jesus Christ. Amen. You know why you're not satisfied? Because you're not letting Jesus have His life and His way in your heart and your life. You're trying to control. You're trying to hang on to the reins. You're trying to direct your life. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to run the thing right into the ditch. And that's why there's so many lives that have crashed today. Because we are trying to control our lives. Friend, you've got to let God control your life. And when you let the Lord control your life, He'll take you into, well, David talked about that in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. See today, this is what happens when you recognize today that you have satisfaction in Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.